everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Happy, happy Tuesday. I am so excited to be here as you wake up for the day. And we have an incredible guest with us, a member of our Teach Better family and a member of our Teach Better Grid cohort, which is a pilot program we're doing right now. We are just about a few weeks in, and he has added already so much value. So excited for you all to possibly connect with him for the first time. Make sure you go fill up your cup of coffee, go grab your water, and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. My name is Ray Hewitt. We're here with Remy. How you doing this morning?
Living the dream. That's actually the first time that I've seen the intro clip that I just listen on my podcast app. Yeah. So I saw it and I was like, oh, that's what's going on during all of this. So
I know, you know, depending on how you consume the Teach Better Today morning show, obviously if you're watching on video on like Facebook or YouTube, you're able to see all this stuff. Yeah, but if you're listening on the podcast, that music does have a video playing with it. And it's funny, I guess I never thought about it. You haven't seen our commercials then.
It gives me a little dance. Like I've seen the stuff on Sunday night, but now yes. I need to start watching it for all of the transition games so I can dance along appropriately.
I mean, I love a good transition. You know, we started doing them during our 12-hour live a few years ago, and obviously our most recent 12-hour live on March 2nd. We had a bunch of commercials there, but you know, for this one, it's just kind of fun to have a little bit of jazzy music. And to be honest, friends, if you ever pay attention to those commercials, it actually features members of our Teach Better community from, you know, different B-roll that we've gathered. And it's kind of fun to see our people, all of you listening and commenting and watching up on the screen every so often. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So Remy, I know that everybody hasn't connected with you, so I want to make sure that you share a little bit about yourself as we get into this conversation. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So my name is Dustin Remy. I just go by my last name because I was raised in the 90s when that was your naming convention was that. And if you had other family members with the same last name, they didn't exist. I've been teaching since 2007 at Topeka High School in Kansas. And if you Google the building, it looks like part cathedral, part Hogwarts, that the architectural design of this building is absolutely insane. And I've taught a variety of different social studies classes. I am currently the director of our speech and debate program and teach AP government classes and economics. And the reason why you might not be that familiar with me is while I've been teaching for, 16, 17 years now, that I fairly well professionally have been living under a rock outside of the speech and debate community. And the irony of ironies in this year is that, you know, last year I was the department chair, I was the chair of our competitive speech district and all that stuff. And I was like, I'm just going to start getting stuff off of my plate. And then I discovered, you know, the entire education side of Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and have started, you know, being part of all of these communities and stumbled into, like, this is how under a rock that I've been, that I did not discover the Teach Better community until the year of our Lord 2023. And now, right, I'm lucky enough to be part of the Grid cohort. I majestically was selected as an ambassador, so I'm excited to be a relatively old but new fresh face to
I love that your fresh face has been a part of so many communities seemingly like overnight, because those two applications, the Grid cohort and the ambassador group, were open at the same time. So you must have like went all out. You're like, I'm applying for both programs. We'll see if I'm accepted. And then go figure that both programs, while very exclusive, and I don't mean to say that lightly, like truly trying to narrow down those applications is like doing a spell. Like there's no way to make the perfect selection, and go figure that you were able to be selected for both and it's a perfect fit for you.
Yeah, and I mean, I was definitely, the Michael Scott, Wayne Gretzky, you miss 99% of the shots that you don't take. That when I was picked for both, I definitely had a little bit of imposter syndrome. And I was like, wait, I've been doing this for a while. So
Yes.
maybe, it was nice to kind of get some self-affirmation by being selected to be part of groups where it's like, okay, I've done things enough professionally to sound good on paper and interview and well. So I'm excited to be part of them that our Thursday nights, while they are sheer chaos, just because of the variety of opinions and content bands, it's our own odd little family that has come together relatively quickly, and it all started with you and Katie dancing to whatever Katie was playing in the background that first week.
I'm so glad that our community already feels like a family because it just started like February 1st. For those of you who may not be familiar, the grid cohort is something we just launched. This is our pilot group for this year, and it's working to get educators not only familiar with the grid, that's not really the goal of this group, but to really have them be advocates and leaders to be able to then support others with the grid method content. And so when we selected our group with that, geez, the applications we got, all amazing educators. And our goal was to form a group that could not only be successful in the program, but also, of course, be then really great leaders once the program finishes and you get certified. And it's such an interesting group, isn't it? We meet on Thursday nights, every single Thursday night. There's a little bit of homework to like prep for the next week. And really our time is joking around, maybe a little dating. And then also discussion, which is so cool because we have educators from all over the US and Canada in all different roles. They're not even all classroom teachers, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's been interesting that I think one of the things that I talked about in the first week is that we've done mastery learning in my building, but we're very like somebody downtown in our administrative center read a book and said, we're going to do mastery learning. So I'm very excited to take principles and practices that I believe in and finally be able to figure out how to do them right. And for the other people who are around me in my building or in the district, right, that I can kind of be the, hey, instead of, I gotta think of a non-profane way to say half-assing, but like instead of just kind of dipping our toe in the pool and acting like we're, dressed up in standards based grading and mastery learning clothes to be able to do it correctly. Because I think that's the most meaningful way to kind of keep an eye on what kids need and how they can grow. And I think it's more meaningful in terms of like assessing them because instead of going, yeah, you get points on a worksheet, right? They can literally watch themselves progress as they move along and up the grid. And I think that's just a different way to visualize their learning that we tend to not see or think about.
So good, Dustin. Remy, I'm glad that you've enjoyed this experience thus far. We actually have quite a long way to go in a positive way. We are working with this cohort for multiple weeks, first going through the basics, designing a grid together. There's going to be some collaboration. And then there's actually a few months where our cohort may not meet as often, and we do some grid implementation and coaching. And I'm just so excited to see where this little cohort goes, and obviously to then open it up, hopefully with some feedback from all of you to help make it even more successful, open it up to a wider audience and be able to take on another crew that, not only we can foster, but they'll have you all to learn from as well. So lots of celebration there. Also, shout out to everybody in that cohort that they are on a full scholarship. So this is very exciting that it was a completely free certification program that we were able to award to about 20 educators, which was, by the way, twice as many than we expected to take, but the applications were so good. We couldn't help it. Katie came back from maternity leave and she was like, I thought we were taking nine. I'm like, yeah, so like 20, it's like the same. Like it's like the same. It's
Yeah,
fine.
that math's for me.
It maths. I like it. The other thing you're a part of is the ambassador program. I know you're brand new in that as well, but that serves a very different kind of support system for many educators. So I'm thrilled that you're going to be able to be a part of that very, very much family as well. So good things. I know you're doing good things outside of those two programs, but really good things.
Well, I mean, and the way that I've kind of talked about my career up to this point is that I've been very dedicated to like the classroom educator portion of the speech and debate community, and not so much the rest of the profession. And to be able to quickly connect with a variety of people, to like, it's nice to have a new PLC of people who are as passionate and as diverse, where, you know, I'm not a big check on Facebook kind of person, but to see what is going on in the ambassador chat, in the cohort chat, like, it is now part of my day to engage in the conversations with everybody who are part of it, because I'll find a new article to read. There are always people who are like, hey, can somebody look at this and offer some feedback? So it's nice to broaden my PLC beyond the people who are just physically near me in my building.
So good. And it hopefully gives you an intentional way to use social media. Now it's not just going on and scrolling, but you're like, no, I need to catch up on something intentional with people that I have a connection with, that I'm interested in their thoughts and opinions. So I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I can talk on this forever. This is so fun.
I enjoy it. So if this is a ad of anytime you see a application open on the Teach Better website, then click on it, because you find new ways to get engaged.
So good. I'll make sure, Remy, I'll send you the $20 that I paid you to say that a little later. Also, shout out to Andrea Coachbrenner and Megan Hosey for designing and rolling out our Teach Better Ambassador program. Andrea does an amazing job now continuing that program and making it so sustainable and wonderful. We've been able to feature a lot of ambassadors here on the show, but also so many more that I hope you all choose to connect with. We're going to transition here, because while we could talk about these two programs so much, I could geek out about them forever, and I'm so glad you're enjoying it too. Remy, I do want to highlight the work you're doing as an educator, not just in our community, but also with your students. We'll be right back for our Team Talk segment. Sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show, we have Remy here in our Team Talk segment, which is where we're going to dive into a number of different conversations around what Remy is doing with his students in the classroom. Tell us a little bit about something that has really helped you feel successful as an educator to start us out, Remy. If you had to reflect on a practice you do every day or something you really enjoy doing with students, what's your go-to?
So recently, in the last 2 years, I've started incorporating a lot more play. That I have always used any kind of game or short experience that I could find, but never really had the, I guess, intellectual capacity to feel like I could design one my own. Or it would be like, hey, let's lecture for 4 years, and then here's a little game, and then move on. That I've been leaning into any kind of game-based learning or play-based learning, especially the last 2 years. One of the things that I did with my economics class last week, we played with Play-Doh to talk about, I can never remember the non-Marxist way to say it, but it's like the means of production, like labor, capital, land, that kind of stuff. And what they were given is they each got a little canister of Play-Doh, and we either made snakes or springs, which is a snake wrapped around a pencil. And they were given different amounts of time. They could work with different partners. They at times had to like have their resources. And it was all to get them to think about the way that stuff kind of comes together. And they enjoyed that a lot more than me lecturing or them watching a crash course video about those things. And, you know, while we put the Play-Doh away at the end of the hour, I'll have kids on a daily basis. Even some who are not in my classes will come in and go, can I get some Play-Doh to play with throughout the day? So it's doing stuff like that that I really feel like has added that new kind of sparkle and spice to doing things in my classes. Because I'm aware learning about economics is not very exciting, especially when you get into the math parts, that it's incredibly depressing to talk about government, because you go, in theory, here's how it should work. And then we talk about just the bad kinds of games that everybody plays politically in the world. So it's fun to bring those things in and spice it up.
So important here. You know, it's interesting as we reflect on this, I know that our community can use you as a brainstorm partner, and we'll have you share your contact information here in a little bit. But one element that I know our community struggles with, and it's not a conscious choice necessarily, but it's hard to get away from lecturing. I found that as an educator myself, especially when I didn't have a mastery learning solution that kind of helped facilitate me stepping away from lecturing. To be fully transparent, I like lecturing. I'm good at it. I think I'm funny. Like, I don't think that my lectures are boring. So for those educators listening that, sure, would be willing to not lecture so much, but maybe don't see that pathway being drawn for them, where can you get started with that stuff? That's just not an easy thing. But people talk about the concept very openly, like, oh, don't lecture. But then no one actually, or people rarely then say, here's the small steps to take to move in that direction.
Yeah. So I'm going to cite the wisdom of somebody else on this one.
Sure.
So I just read Katie Powell's book, Boredom Busters.
So good. Shout out to Katie Powell. Love her.
Yeah. And I really like, she answers that question, I think, in two very good ways at the beginning of the book. The first is, don't try and emulate the people whose books you're reading, the blog posts you're looking at, the people who get to do TED Talks and presentations and things like that. Like, yes, they're brilliant. Yes, they do good things. You are not them. You are you. So find a way to take what they are doing and incorporating it into your teaching style. And, you know, across 17 years, I've gone through that phase of, I'm the bullheaded young teacher who knows everything in the world, to now my administration is going, this is the way we have to teach and do things, to, you know, stumbling into something else. And it wasn't until recently where it was like, I can be a combination of all of these things and still have my style. The second way that she talks about it is she uses the analogy that lecture is the salt of education, and that we either believe our cardiologists that we're having too much salt, but don't get told what to do beyond that, or to be our, you know, that salt bay, to sprinkle it in moderation. So what I used a couple of days ago were, and I've got some of them sitting here in my room or on my desk, are some of her lecture busters, which were just little exit ticket size activities where, you know, we were talking about game theory and economics, they had to compare it to a movie. Or we were talking about the legislative process in Gov, and I used a random letter generator. Luckily, they got the letter R for the legislative process, which is good. And they came up with examples that I don't think I would have thought of in the middle of the lecture. So I like her suggestion of finding little things that you can do to kind of weave in, because then we were able to have conversations about those, that I had people who go, well, the game show Family Feud is like the prisoner's dilemma. And I'm like, no, it's not. It is a game. There is competition, but here's how it's different. That it let me, through kind of our conversations about the examples that people had, instantly offer feedback, which, you know, I still get some of that lecture bit. I still get some of that authoritative bit, but it allows me to go, that's a really good example. We'll connect it to this concept down the road. Here's how I can make you think not all games are games.
I love this connection of starting small, using ideas and resources of different educators in the field. Shout out to Katie Powell again on that great book. There are so many resources and so many educators out there with those just teeny, teeny ideas. Start small. Mm-hmm. And I also love the highlight that lecturing is not bad. It just can't be your only element. Like, I love your connection to salt. Even using that example, is that the only seasoning we use? So how can we find ways to, quote unquote, sprinkle it in and still have those moments where then you can be a little bit more effective with, I love what you mentioned here, that personalized feedback. Remy, there's so much we could talk about with this. I love getting to know you as a person, and not only as a person, but as an educator too, because you have so much to offer. Very, very practical tips. You've worked over the last few years getting really connected in the field. And I think that all of us are constantly in that space to try and be connected and use our resources, not be overwhelmed in that whole process, and just be a little bit better today than we were yesterday, and a little bit better tomorrow than we were today, which is always our Teach Better goal. Do you mind sharing how our community can stay connected to you? Obviously, if they're in our grid cohort, they get to see you every week, but how other ways can we stay connected?
I realized I should have made my put next to me in StreamYard my Twitter handle, but that's what I get. It's real easy to find me on Twitter. It's Remy, my last name, so R-I-M-M-E-Y, APGov. And then everything else, I've recently started a website where I'm playing with some blogging, and I've had enough people tell me that they enjoy the boring dulcet tones of my voice that I should try and podcast.
Do it.
So you can find everything there on my website, which is teachersplayground.com, but instead of P-L-A-Y, it's P-L-A-I. So I can talk about technology, and like, I'm not a creative person. Leaning into AI has helped me play with some of that. So that's me dipping my toe in the contributing to the broader pool.
Oh my God. I have so many thoughts. First off, I'm so glad that you are blogging on a more consistent basis. People are going to learn so much. Second of all, you absolutely should start a podcast. I will be your first listener. Sign me up if you need any help with that. We have a whole Teach Better podcast network that could get you set up with any insight you need. So between me, Joshua Stanford, you know, Jeff Gargis, we got you. Third of all, love the title. So creative, practical. Like, I'm so excited for you. So really, really good things. Friends, if you have any issues connecting with Remy, just feel free to reach out to me or anybody on the Teach Better team. We'd love to just connect you directly. So just keep us in mind as a resource as well, so you can continue to collaborate. Remy, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. This
was thanks for having me.
But this is so good. So good. For everyone else, we hope you have an amazing day headed into the wonderful Tuesday ahead. And if you need anything, feel free to reach out. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.